Hi, I'm Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to Playgirl's Sex Pod on Playgirl.com or PlaygirlTV.com. Now, let's get to down to business. I actually have a guest with me today in the studio, the very elaborate studio that I work out of. It's very high tech here at the Playgirl Studios, and we are going to talk to you about an article we recently wrote together. Who is we? Well, I'm here with my boyfriend, Johnny, and a few weeks ago, we were asked to write a piece for a comedy site called Zug.com, Z-U-G.com. The piece was, and is actually, a piece where we experimented with three male enhancers for sexual stimulation. And the three that we chose to work with were Viagra, which was the one I was most freaked out about because, you know, it requires the prescription that you can, you know, find ways to get around over the internet. And the other two were herbal enhancers, one called Vigorex Oil, a topical oil ointment that you place directly on the penis to guarantee not only really great erections, but long-lasting satisfaction. And one of its biggest guarantees I found ironic was that it really guaranteed that you would make her scream for more. So that's number two, Vigorex Oil. And number three was Semenex. This is a pill that you pop and you take one pill a day, I think, but I could be wrong. No, actually, it's one pill per meal, I think. Three pills a day for at least 2 weeks to guarantee bigger loads and bigger orgasms. And I enlisted my partner, Johnny, to help with these experiments and then to write about them for Zug.com because I'm a hypochondriac. And while I originally talked with John Hargrave, who is the master of ceremonies over at Zug, about actually being the person who does take the pills, I began to fear for my health and decided against doing that. And I had a very brave boyfriend who, well, Johnny, why'd you do it?
Well, because I did it for the money.
You whore.
Yeah, so we read the Viagra and that you could, one, die from taking it. And so instead of Jamie taking whatever female version of that was, I decided that I would risk my life to get a hard-on.
No, there was no female version. I would have taken the same pill that you took.
Oh, okay.
It just, there is actually no female Viagra on the market because I think it's still really hard to assess what is exactly female sexual dysfunction if it exists in the form that male sexual dysfunction can exist in, which I'm still not. I'm not going to say it doesn't because I'm not a medical professional, but I just don't understand it as well. So the first thing that we did actually was not one of the pills. It was the Vigorex oil.
Yes, the ketchup.
The ketchup, yes. If there was medicinal ketchup, this would be it, and you wouldn't want to ever take it. I ordered both the Vigorex oil and the Semenex, however you want to pronounce them, online. They are herbal supplements over the counter. If you did a search for Vigorex oil or Semenax, you would easily find both of these products. And I guess I was sort of excited about the oil because it was topical and it was supposed to work, you know, pretty quickly to get you a really nice erection and, you know, provide additional sensation more, I think, for you than for me.
Well, wasn't their whole deal is you could, from in 0 to 60, you would be hard, like in a minute or 2 minutes, you'd be instantly hard from this stuff. You rub it on and it's just burning love right from the start.
Oh, that's right. So it was 0 to 60 seconds. You would go from being a hunk of meat to a hunk of burning love, perhaps. But what was interesting was I don't remember, it didn't actually give a dosage of how much you're supposed to put on the penis. And I think we probably went a little overboard in how much we used, but what was the results?
Well, I think it said to put on a few drops, actually, and we tried a few drops and nothing happened, so we tried a few more and a few more, and then we ended up putting on handfuls of it.
Yeah, and after the handfuls of Vigorex oil, still really, actually, nothing happened. And, you know, I smelled the stuff. I tasted the stuff. I even, you know, did what I had to do to give you an erection. And I don't even know that it 100% gave you an erection. Would you say you got hard on Vigorex oil?
I did, but it only took me 20 minutes to get there, which actually was a new record in the longest amount of time it would take me. That actually beats as long as it took with my parents in the next room growing up. So it did exactly the opposite of what it was supposed to do.
But that, like, had nothing to do with me, right?
No, it had to do with the fact that there's this gross ketchupy substance that actually had no tingling or warm or pleasant sensation to it on my penis, making it look red and bloody.
All right. I just wanted to check because it makes me sound bad when it's 20 minutes, you know.
No, you're still hot. The warm-up blowjob before that only took about a minute to get me up. So that was our control.
We did do a control for our experiments so that we could tell and you know, figure out how long would it take just to get hard without Vigorex oil versus with. Because, you know, with Vigorex, we figured 15 seconds, bam, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I mean, I even used my hands to masturbate you, and it got sticky, too. That was the other thing that I found really gross, was the stickiness factor.
Yeah, I mean, usually I think with sex, sticky is good, but that sticky was not good sticky.
So we tried the Vigorex oil for like a total of maybe 30 seconds. I actually insisted. Johnny and I have been together for almost 2 years now. And we don't often use condoms. We use other forms of birth control. But I insisted on using a condom for this particular experiment. And I don't even think you stayed. How long do you think you stayed erect?
A whopping minute, maybe? Didn't work.
Yeah. So the condom goes on, he goes in, and then basically we're done. And we're not talking about he was actually finished. We're just talking about we were both pretty much done. It was kind of exhausting, I think, to have this so much buildup for so little, I don't know, release.
Yeah, and it was gross on several levels. The ketchupy stickiness and the fact that our cat took a big dump right while we were having sex, which it was a smelly one.
It was the smelliest one I've ever smelled, I think. So yeah, it was pretty gross. And so the factors and surrounding the Vigorex oil as well as the Vigorex oil itself really led to a very blah experience. I actually think it's more like snake oil, and I'd like to know if anybody's ever used this and actually maintained and an erection on it, because I'd like to talk to you. But I don't know. I think we still have the bottle. I actually thought about returning it because it does come with a two-month guarantee, but it's almost like I just don't want to deal with this. I don't ever want to see it again or have to deal with it again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should move on to our next. It gets a little more fun.
Well, we'll do a Semenex next. So Semenex, they're these pills. They kind of look like regular multivitamins, I think, when you actually open the bottle. And they're made up of a number of different herbs. I tried to look up a lot of the herbs because in my hypochondriac state, I wanted to make sure that you were going to be okay. So I couldn't find out about most of them, so I just had to assume that you would be and, you know, go on from there. So we were trying to figure out possibly why.
And I believe Jamie came up with her top five reasons why anyone would take Semenex.
All right, we'll start with number five. Inquiring minds want to know.
Number four.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Number three.
You have a big load fetish.
Number two.
You're getting paid to write about fucking.
And number one.
You're getting paid to fuck. So yeah.
Yeah, which we were. So I guess we were number one and two of that, which explained why the hell we were doing Semenex.
Now, Semenex, it was one pill a day. Oh no, it was at one pill every meal. Three pills a day?
That sounds right, yeah.
So you were taking three pills a day, and this would actually, according to the very professional Semenex chart of results. This would mean that after 2 weeks, you would, if you had a weak climax, you'd have a volume of up to 200% more. If you had dribbly ejaculate, you would shoot out a big load. If you had a low sperm count, your volume would be up by 200%, which I guess would work if you were trying to get pregnant, maybe. And if you had a meager ejaculate load, your volume doubles. But, like, I've never sat around with my girlfriends and talked. We talked about a lot of things about sex, but we've never talked about how much our boyfriends come. Like, it's just not a concern for most women.
Yeah, I can't say I've hung out with the guys. Well, maybe occasionally you'll talk about what load went off. So maybe there's some truth.
Really?
To that. Yeah. Sure.
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, there's a reason for the money shots in the videos. And yeah, there's a certain kind of pleasure of seeing that happen, and a good explosion of sorts. I mean, we all see 4th of July fireworks for a reason.
So you actually have sat around with guys and said, like, wow, you can't believe how far I shot the other night.
I may have even seen a shooting contest in my life. So yeah, it's
really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is all new to me. So, okay, so maybe there is a lot more reason.
Maybe there's a 6 or 7 out there as far as our
But you never told me this before.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it. So, but it's there.
Well, you get better results according to the Semenex chart in weeks 4 and week 6. Now, this was the second thing we actually shows up on Zug, but really it was the last thing we did, and it was something we became very ambitious about doing. And I suggested that you double the amount you're taking at some point, and I guess you had other plans.
Well, before that, not only did she suggest that I double it, but she had me on a strict non-masturbation diet for a week. So that was another problem with this is well, basically, I couldn't touch the boys or the hot dog for an entire week.
Well, I just thought it would be more intense if you... But we did the experiment twice, so it wasn't that you were on Semenex for a whole week without having an orgasm. I think we did it at least like 3 days in. I think we took the that was the first orgasm.
Something like that. And to be honest, we didn't see much. There wasn't any difference. Oh, no, it shot out.
It shot out further.
It was a leaper, that's for sure. High jumper, I'd say.
We were discussing how white men can jump. That's what I think we... That was the conclusion we came to.
Yeah.
With part one.
But I didn't really shoot the 200% load they were promising. It just had a good athletic feel to it.
So this is when you've decided to... do what with you? I told you to double your amount.
Yeah, she told me to double, but I wanted to be able to masturbate and have sex again, so I decided to, well, quadruple the amount that you're supposed to take, which was fine, except it hurt my liver and I was having headaches, but, you know, anything for science.
So, yeah, you're not feeling so well, and you're not, you know, I don't know that he's quadrupling his amounts at this point. All I know is that you're taking the Semenex still, and we're going to take it for over a week because we want to see these results. And we eventually do have sex. I don't remember like the erection looking any different or anything, but that's not part of the Semenex guarantee. And what happens when you come?
Well, when I come, I first think it's a normal come because I shoot out a normal load, and I'm pretty proud of it, I have to say.
No, it was a bigger than normal load.
Really?
You had like 20 pumps.
Well, but that's the second part of the story. The first part, I shoot out one pump, and it's a good size pump. But then I keep pumping and pumping, and it's like a semi-automatic rifle or a shotgun. I don't know, but it keeps pumping and pumping until 20 pumps. I don't know. I'd like to exaggerate and say a good half minute, 45 seconds later, it finally dribbles down a bit.
I think it was at least 15 or 20 seconds, so it's not so much of an exaggeration there.
All right, let's say 45.
45 seconds.
Yeah, 45
seconds. Whopping 45 seconds. And yes, and then we're pretty impressed with the load size. We take some pictures, you know. We have to show them to the kids someday. And
well, not only that, I do have to say it felt good to have like a 20-pump orgasm. There is something about that longevity for a guy. Wow, it was good. But then I had to go to the bathroom. And I guess my hole there wasn't used to a 200%, possibly 400% increase in the load going through it. And I was in immense pain. It felt like I picked up something from Tijuana and just, it hurt.
So, yeah. So I hear a scream from the bathroom and he's trying really hard to just like let it out his urethral opening. And it's not doing so well. And so you basically decide not to pee for the rest of the evening. You said you felt like you were on fire. And when you woke up in the morning, though, you felt okay.
Yeah, it was okay. But I had to go a whole night of taking a piss and not being able to take it. Yeah.
So that's Semenax, which I actually think if we're going to go on a scientific basis here, it worked. I mean, it did what it said it would do. And it was cool. It was a neat party trick. I don't know if I would spend $60 to have that party trick, but it was fun. It made us laugh and it felt good for you. So, I mean, there was some positive benefits of Semenax.
Right. And for you 16-year-olds out there shooting your load in one of these contests, well, there's a way to do a little bit of doping beforehand if you want to cheat.
But you have to like really be prepared a few weeks beforehand. But we're not encouraging cheating or 16-year-olds taking Semenax. So that's just, you know, a what if. But if you're like 21 or whatever, you know, I'm not encouraging, but you should try it if you want. You know, I can't stop you. Okay, so number three, Viagra, the little blue pill. We didn't have to order Viagra online because we had a friend who had a connection. And so he got us a pill and mailed it to us. And I went online to do some research when the Viagra came to see if there were doses and what dose we might have. And he had sent us, and I was pretty damn nervous about this one. And so I thought about maybe, you know, you would actually cut the pill in half or something, because I had a few concerns. A, you drop dead of a heart attack, because if you have any sort of heart conditions, Viagra is not for you. And, you know, you're a seemingly healthy 31-year-old guy, but you just don't really know until you know. And so we didn't know. Well, I didn't. I mean, Johnny probably felt fine.
There were also some really strange side effects to Viagra if you read the fine print. One is you start seeing blue. Everything turns blue. The other one is you can get, what is it called?
Priapism.
Yeah, it's the never-ending erectile penis.
Yeah, the never-ending erection, which if it lasts for more than 4 hours, they say you should go to the hospital, which is always interesting because it's like, for me, I'd feel comfortable going to the hospital with an erection that doesn't go down because I talk about sex all the time, but it's not like a really comfortable thing to do. We did discuss what you would wear if you had to go, jeans, like rock star jeans or yoga pants, which would show off a lot and be kind of embarrassing, but maybe funny. So I looked online, we were taking the highest dose, and Johnny, you, I guess, pretty much decided to swallow the whole pill. Like, if you're going to go for it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I've heard that Viagra will make you erect if you actually do something to help that happen. So, you know, meaning like a hand job, a blow job, masturbate, watch porn, whatever it is, watch Playgirl TV. But we decided not to do anything and to let the Viagra talk to us.
Right. The chemistry should work on its own. So I think we decided to do the most unromantic things we could possibly think of.
We cleaned a little bit, made the bed, listened to some NPR. I called my mom, you know, things like that. Very, very unromantic. I didn't tell her at the time. Well, no, I may have told her at the time what we were doing, but whatever. Yeah, nothing happened during this time period. And I would say, how long do you think passed?
I don't know. What, 20 minutes, half hour?
Before you got an erection?
Took a while.
An hour and a half, dude.
Oh, dude.
At least an hour. I think after an hour and 15, an hour and 20, I started to think that we needed to do something about this.
Well, it must have been a good show on NPR because time went by pretty quick. But yeah, so I went to the bathroom.
Well, we cleaned the house.
Okay, so at least an hour. But I went to the bathroom, and when I came out, it kicked in. There was something, I don't know, maybe a little stimulus, but I came back, And the penis went up, but the weird thing is it looked like it was drunk. It was leaning. It was acting strange. I had never seen my penis quite behave in that way.
Yeah, it was leaning in a weird way. I had never seen your penis in the 2 years I've seen your penis behave in such a slanted way. It was really like, help, I've fallen and I can't find my way back up, but I'm hard. So it was just a weird situation. And I think you probably got, you know, the sensation of peeing probably stimulated you a little bit. And so you came back. It was kind of cool to see the erection, and it looked nice and hard. And, you know, it definitely was standing on its own foot, basically. And so we decided, you know, to do what most people do on Viagra and have some sex.
And I had to say, I really liked it. Like, you know, you're bigger, you feel bigger, and that just changes everything.
Did you feel bigger?
I felt bigger, yeah.
I thought you looked bigger.
Did I feel bigger?
I don't remember, so I don't know. That means probably no. I don't know.
I don't know. In the Doug piece, you said it looked a little bit like a Frankfurter that looked like it might explode.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely had plumped up. That's true. It did. It was definitely at its full capacity, but I don't know if it felt any different, maybe. But
it did for me, though.
Nice. Well, and it didn't take that long for you to finish. We had things
short,
to do.
Right?
I don't remember. Was it too short?
We had to go to the we had to go see some
We had
kitties.
To go troll for pussy.
Yeah.
And it was a cat show, actually, in New York. And we were thinking for a while of adopting a second cat to go with our really cute first cat who takes really smelly dumps. And I decided we had to get out. We didn't wake up till, like, we didn't take the Viagra till noon. The cat show was only till 5. We were probably ready by, like, 2 to get out of there. I also did want to have sex again, though. And you said no.
Oh. Okay. But we went to the cat show.
That sucks, right? I mean, you're taking Viagra. Have sex at least twice, no? You said you were too sensitive.
Oh, I still might have been feeling the semen axe. Let's not forget.
No, the semen axe was after the Viagra.
Oh.
So that's a bad excuse. Think of a new one.
All right. Well,
Welcome
I wanted to have...
life.
Here we go. I wanted to have longer sex. But Jamie, you know, Mrs. Quickie over there, we had to hurry off. So
I am not Mrs. Quickie.
You were that day. So we hurry off to the subway, and it's touch and go, going up, going down, and then Jamie has this fun trick of basically grinding against my crotch on the subway, so the thing gets hard and is very obvious, and all sorts of people that are sitting down while I'm standing up on the subway are looking at the tent that has been pitched in the pants.
But you also, I mean, I don't really think they were looking. I mean, it's New York. They see these things all the time, you know? It's like... is it that big a deal on the subway? I ask you. But you don't answer. You also claim that you saw purple or indigo and not blue, which was kind of a little off.
I definitely saw a lot of magenta. Is that a purplish color?
Yeah.
It felt magenta. Lots of magenta spots everywhere. And Jamie kept telling me, I'm wrong. It's got to be blue. But lots of magenta with my Viagra.
Lots of magenta and a lot of erection on the subway, which if the subway car was clean, like empty, I would have wanted to have sex again. I'm not the queen at Quickie, by the way. And he was too sensitive. So... we go to the cat show, and, you know, we have a system, too, at this point. If it's up, if it's down, we do a thumbs up for up, thumbs down for down, and thumb, you know, halfway in between for it's going one way or the other, but we're not sure because it's not soft and it's not hard. And we trolled for some pussy, but we never found the right one.
Yeah, but there are lots of pussy there. There was a... you know, there was really fuzzy pussy and shaved pussies and...
some, yeah, hairy pussy, shaved pussy, angry pussy, cute pussy, cuddly pussy.
Purring pussy.
It was all there. And that was, I feel like, you know, you should read the piece to really get the full idea of what our pussy looking experience was like, which is again on zug.com. But after that, I feel like, you know, we went to eat with some friends and you pretty much said that it was done by then.
It was, which was nice because then I could walk upstairs again.
Right. That was really funny to watch you actually walk up the steps. It was like one of those old Western movies where you're like 20 seconds from drawing the gun and that's where you're at.
Yeah. It was high noon all morning.
That's right, it was. So would you do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Which one? Or all of them?
I would not do the, what is the first one?
Vigorex oil.
Yeah, the ketchup, no. I would do the Sevenax, no, too painful. I think I might have hurt something permanently, but the Viagra?
Really?
Oh,
it hurt. Is something different?
Oh, no, but I don't know. I wouldn't quadruple the amount. I'd have to say that. No, the Viagra I'd do again. I got to admit, you know, the pharmaceuticals got something right with that one.
So you would do the Viagra again?
I might even quadruple the dose.
No, you would not.
No.
So this was our experience with three male enhancers. They were, again, Vigorex Oil, Semenex, bigger loads equal bigger orgasms. I just love saying that with it. I don't know why. And, you know, the almighty Viagra. I'd love to hear your experiences. You can get me through the playgirl.com website or through my own website, JAMYEWAXMAN.com. And you can check out what I'm up to, what I'll be up to, and what I've been up to on that site. Once again, thank you for listening. This is Playgirl's Sex Pod on playgirl.com. I'll be back. Not too long, not too short, not too hard, not too soft. Thank you for coming, and come again and again and again.